Okay, this is a live talk show. We're going to do it, and it's going to start right now. Ready?
Cool show, man.
And we're back. Welcome to Cool Show, Man at the Miami University.
Thanks for the applause.
Nope, be quiet. You don't. It's too late now. No, I appreciate everyone coming to the place that you live for the first ever road version of Cool Showman, a live talk show hosted today at Miami University at a undisclosed location. So lovely to be here.
My house.
Yep. He lives here. I was just changing in his room out back. Very interesting. Not going to out him, but there is a completely empty bottle of Astroglide lube just sitting on the floor right next to...
Astroglide for the ride of a lifetime.
Yep. Well, someone's taking the ride. And let's say hello to our guests while we're here in the show. It's fun to be here. First up, this guy was doing stand-up all over this fine nation back when you Gen Z bastards were shitting your Pampers. And I ain't just talking about Pledge Week, you know what I'm saying? Here today to teach you whippersnappers how to party, it's Dennis Piper, everyone. Clap your hands. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us, Dennis. Up next, when he's not screaming into his selfie cam while driving his car at full speed, he's dealing with the legal ramifications of his various hit and runs. Is he the only non-white person in the room right now? We'll find out when I read this card. It's Harrison Butler, everybody.
I appreciate you for having me.
Hey.
During Black History Month, it means a lot.
We only got a couple days left of February. We needed to squeeze this in. And finally, the only man at the table that has been in this building before. I can only imagine the pressure he must be under for me to deliver right now. That he's invited these strange men into his house. Wouldn't want to be him when this ends. It's Carter Daugherty, everyone. Hell yeah.
Thanks.
It's so exciting to be here. It's we're back at school, most of us. Some of us are still here at the Miami University. It's a lovely
my
place.
My alma mater.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to correct something. I have been in this building before.
I stand corrected.
One crazy Wednesday afternoon in like 1977, 78. I was on acid, so I can't be sure of the year.
He was piping them down, baby. Yeah. Piper.
Here we go.
Piping them hoes.
It's nice. Yeah. How are you feeling today, surrounded by the youth of today, as you look out onto the giant crowd?
Nice to see them, man. They look the same. They the same age every year. I get a year older. You know, the beards are much more trimmed this year than the past year. So,
yeah,
nice crowd this year.
Yeah, clean, nice, productive members of society. Thank you so much for having us today. I was hoping this would feel kind of like old school, you know? It'd be like a fun, you know, we're in here, we're partying up. Instead, I just feel like a real freak. Feel like I'm intruding on your space, but I appreciate you having me. Carter, how do you like having all the people of your life come together on a Saturday afternoon?
Well, I feel loved.
Well, that is heartfelt and somber. I wasn't ready for that. Harrison? See, there we go. It's so lovely. It's such a nice time. Let's just get right into the show. We can kind of show you what we're going to do here. For people sitting in the couch on the back, can you tell me if the red light is on the back of that camera? I seem to be terrified. All right. We call that quality control, folk. Let's just go ahead and get right into it here. The youth is in the room. Anyone here, TikTok fans, is that a thing that you do, or is that already passed? I don't know what to gauge age-wise here. Somewhere in... Everyone in this room is between 17 and 31 years old. What are we looking at here? We got TikTok fans. Everyone hear about this this TikTok van lifer lady that got bit by a damn shark in Florida last week?
I did hear about
it. You hear about that?
I did not until you put it on the notes.
Thank you for reviewing the notes. A lot of people don't take the time, but I appreciate people putting in the effort.
Message. Now, was she bit while TikToking?
That is the unfortunate part. She did not capture the shark attack on video.
And so she just got fucked up for no reason.
She got what? She made this video here, and it's going to look real good.
On your journey after getting attacked by a shark.
This is some white shit for real.
Oh, hell, she could have stepped on a broken beer bottle. This is Florida, for Christ's sake.
I don't believe she got bit by a shark.
Bit underwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah, I heard people get really good at surfing after they get bitten by sharks.
Oh yeah, that lady.
Why?
I don't know. You know the lady without just one arm?
Yeah.
She only has one arm.
You've never seen the movie?
A lot of them were better before they lost a limb. But
that can happen.
Boy, that joke lost us.
I don't know what it is. Not a big shark crowd, it turns out. A lot of inland type people.
From here on out.
Thank you. Cool. Appreciate it. Yeah, but yeah, this lady, she got bit by a damn shark. She was out on the Dry Tortugas National Park off the Florida Keys. You ever been there?
Nope.
No? Anyone else?
Yeah.
No.
I was there 2 weeks ago. Should I go back and get bit by a shark? What should I do?
I mean, maybe.
I would.
What is it? Dry Tortugas?
Dry Tortugas.
It's a fort west of Key West. Used to be in the Civil War. It was
that
very important.
Like some money.
That's Spanish for tortoise.
No, Navy officers go out there and hang out and get drunk.
Yeah, it's real nice.
I don't swim.
Also, people go out there get bit by sharks.
You swim. Don't do that.
Dude. I do swim.
All right.
But not with sharks.
Everyone was like...
If, like you said, you bit a shark.
I actually... I'm thinking about going back down there, seeing if maybe I can turn the tables, get revenge for Heather West, a 42-year-old that went down there and got bit by a shark. How about that? See that video that we just watched? Everyone was like, oh, my God, that was the craziest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. 11 million views.
Really?
Yeah.
Of her just riding.
Yeah,
her
foot in
so
a bag.
So not actual the bite.
No.
Just the foot.
No, that's how far we've come from Discovery Channel's Shark Week. Now people just want to see the aftermath 11 million times.
I posted a bit, and it now currently has 70 views.
Wow. So you're making a name for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. How important is TikTok to people here? I mean, I mean, would anyone here be willing to get bit by a shark for 11 million views? Is that going to do anything for you? You thinking about it?
Nah.
Okay.
I let it go.
There's nothing wrong with being direct, folks. Nothing wrong with just keeping it real. Did you take a shark bite?
I'd bite a cougar.
Okay. Now, are we talking large jungle cat or
large,
middle?
Large, skinny, small, I don't care, you know.
Okay.
She's drunk, I'm good for it. Mom's with you.
Oh, wow.
Always a blast.
That's a good time, man. People are having fun on the internet. They're out there.
Ours is April 23rd. So
April 23rd is your mom's weekend?
Yep. Come out to the bars.
I'll book that. Always
fun. Why do you know that date?
Because I've been bringing my mom down, and it's also my birthday weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
Looks like someone's going to TGI Fridays.
My Venmo
is
Carter D38, so just remember, April 25th, that's my birthday.
Yeah. He's going to need to buy more lube with that. It's funny because I was just like, there's like laundry and like trash back there. I was like, that's normal. And then I was like, man, that bottle's... empty.
You're lucky it cleaned up.
Yeah, I really appreciate you
there
making the
effort.
There
was wild shit that was on the floor.
Well, I don't want to know how much worse it could have
gotten. You guys have seen my stand-up.
I feel sorry for y'all who live here. This shit.
Well, they don't go in my room.
Roommates like Carter are the best because no matter how bad you are, you're not the pig in the group. You know, you're like, oh, wow. Fuck.
I'm actually very cleanly when
I'm
it comes
not that
to
dude.
The fact cleanly. You said it like a lie.
I like to get all the word. I don't want to miss any of it.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, it is totally.
I'm black,
yeah.
I thought about saying it.
Half of your room, because for some reason it's two things, is fully just the rear entrance to the house.
the other part's my office.
That's good. That must be where you get your real work done.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Speaking of real work, you hear about this new world's tallest teen they got down in Florida here?
I actually have.
Oh, yeah? Would you see him on LinkedIn or something? Where'd you hear about this guy?
I just watched YouTube.
Oh, that's cool. You guys ever been on the internet?
Nope.
You?
I saw him on TikTok.
He actually bit that lady in Florida.
Thank you. <yeah.
laughs> Pretty messed up.
Bit her foot.
But yeah, this is a 7-foot... 5.33-inch tall 15-year-old named Oliver Rue.
I was the tallest in the family, but no. when I was measured, it was in winter. It was minus 10.
Minus
in winter
10.
And barefoot. So it was a little not comfortable.
You think that insanely deep voice comes from him being 7 feet tall or him just being from the center of Canada? What's going on up there? What's happening?
I think his life's in slow motion.
It does. I mean, I assume he does walk. It's sort of just, you know, the wind must cut through his limbs so much. I assume that just draws him back. But, man, we're on a roll right now, huh?
Right.
Yeah, we're, yeah.
How tall is he?
He's 7'5", and right now he is originally from Canada, and now he's living in Bradenton, Florida, which is a terrible place. And he's going to some school called IMG Academy, which is like...
played them in football.
Yeah, they're like an extreme like sports high school that recruits human monsters to play basketball for them.
I don't know if I want to be that tall. That comes with a lot.
7 foot tall seems like a lot, especially at 15 years old.
Yeah, like what if you were shitty in basketball? Like
That's a very good point. And fortunately, this guy is both good and, quote, loves the game.
Aren't we sure he's good? Like, he's just tall.
Well, no, because I remember a few years ago when there was a guy like this tall, but like he looked all funky, like he looked like a thumb. This guy looks normal. So he probably got some ability.
It's according to their coaches, they said, fortunately, he loves the game, which is great because I assume he has to like reach down to get to the hoop. So, I mean, it's all good stuff there. You can see him next to the other star 15-year-old athlete.
I'm sorry for that little Chinese boy right there. Like he doesn't play.
He was the best in his country, and they dragged him all the way over here.
Yeah. I came all the way over here for this shit.
And his forehead is level with that dude's nipples. And
they just told this dude he's got to guard him.
Yeah.
What?
He's doing the full Macaulay Culkin. He's like,
the coach's hand is gripping his ass. Like he's not even trying. Yeah. It's just full cheek. Like he is grabbing that man's ass.
His arm is actually up that guy's ass. It's not,
he's a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Is that his dad? His dad's pretty tall. I would hope that's his dad. You
would think so, or at least
it sounds like it seems like a coach.
Yeah, he's got the shirt on, so I'm gonna have to guess.
No, I'm talking about the
guy on the right.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm saying he also has an IMG on his chest.
I believe the dad was the guy that was like laughing while muted in the video in the beginning. I skipped through it because it's 5.5 minutes. I didn't have time to cut it down. I don't know what it was. I was in some rush this morning.
He's got the heart of a limbo dancer.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
he's screwed.
Thank God this guy is good at basketball. Because, like, what if you went in to like the dentist and the oral hygienist is just this guy, and he's just like, "All right, let's do it." And his hands are bigger than your head, and he's just trying to like rip your tartar off. You know,
that
like,
would be a terrible job for him. Like, it wouldn't, those little tiny tools and his big ass.
It wouldn't be good. And then you know, like at 7'5", he clearly has to deal with the thing where every time he goes into public, someone like marvels and asks him how tall he is. So like, I mean, imagine working behind the counter at Enterprise Rent-A-Car and just having to answer that every single 20 minutes.
I think it'd be funny if like people, you know how people always ask tall people how tall they are?
Yeah.
I think if she just was like 6'2".
Yeah, that'd be a good little goof.
I think that'd
goof.
Be a good little bit he could play.
Yeah, that'd be a nice little skit he can run on people.
Yeah, nice little joke.
Yeah.
If he's watching, you can use that.
I can't help but think he's got to have lines in retort like, "Hey, kiss my ass when the flood comes, son of a bitch, and you're drowning."
Because as you can see, his head is at approximately that man's ass height. So you can imagine. I don't know, like, besides Enterprise Rent-A-Car, I mean, where, like, besides the basketball court or Enterprise, what would be, like, the best and worst place to be 7'5"?
Porn star?
Just a freakishly tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really tell because of the shorts and because he's 15, but if I was trying to speculate on what's going on if I was to get this close to the screen and look at this underage teenager's dong, I'd say... Maybe in a couple years he might have that. If he tears his ACL or something, he might have that to fall back on.
7'5", yo, dick gotta be just—you gotta have an elephant.
You'd hope so.
I would hope so.
Or you'd have to hope you're very good at basketball. Otherwise, otherwise you got a rough life ahead of you. Yeah, it's funny because like this is supposed to be, you know, like they scouted the star basketball players in the country that are all underage. So you'd think like this is the closest thing they have to the school from X-Men, where these are just like, you know, the craziest mutant humans in the world. And even amongst that, this guy is still just unable to even pretend to fit
in. I'm just gonna say this. It's no way that basketball team is successful.
I'm thinking.
It's just one black guy. It gotta be at least three.
See, this is why we brought Harrison in here. None of these cracker ass crackers in here would have thought about. And I don't want to put that on you, but
it's okay.
Son of a bitch. I don't know. He's having fun. I mean, what is scarier? You know, in the state of Florida, what would you rather come across? You know, one of these man-eating sharks or just a 7'5", 15-year-old? What would really strike more terror into your heart? You know? I just throw up.
Probably the shark.
Yeah, the shark, I guess. I guess the shark does weigh 1,000 pounds, and its only goal is to kill you.
And he doesn't have communication skills.
I don't know if you heard this guy's voice.
I saw the tape. That guy didn't have a lot of communication skills either.
It didn't seem like he was struggling. I'm going to hope that because he was from Quebec, he's maybe French, but I don't know.
When he was talking, I thought he was Russian at first, but I think that's just because he sounds evil.
Yeah.
It just takes a long time for the echo from the voice box to get up that far because of his height.
Yeah.
Tall.
Yeah.
You short.
You're in college. You probably learn about echolocation, things like that or something.
You know, he'd be a hell of a fruit picker, though.
That's very true. You wouldn't even need one of the little baskets on the broom handle.
He'd get the high picks. The low-hanging fruit's gone. He's still eating.
You got tall ceilings in here. This guy could dust the shit out of it. He wouldn't even need a little stepladder.
Maybe he could fix that.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's not focus too much on the negatives here. He's only 15. He doesn't have full refinishing skills, but he can dust you off real good. He can just...
Is he still like that?
Why?
Is he still growing since he's 15?
What's that?
Is he still growing?
So he recently gained this record. So, I mean, if he's 15, there's a good chance he's probably going to keep going.
I stopped growing in eighth grade.
Yeah.
So maybe he's done.
Physically or mentally? He didn't know that I had it. Go ahead.
That one doesn't.
Oh, yeah, that's a sad one. We'll get to that. Well, hopefully we'll avoid one. Yeah. It's okay.
I like that one.
Well, you know, it's fine, man. We got them here for you. They're going to be ready. But, yeah, a lot of tall 15-year-olds in Florida. How's that make you feel?
Insecure.
Well, that's okay, you know. There's a lot of life to live, and you're really on your way here.
Yeah!
Okay, here we go. Let's go ahead. About this, we got any gamers in the crowd here? Is that something the youth still do, play video games? What are you up to? Are you playing video games, or are you guys just blasting Adderall and protesting people being rude? What's I got your fucking asses. you thought you were going to be kind and inviting, and I was going to reciprocate, but nah, dude, I'm the fucking sniper up here. look out for your feelings. Anyone here play Madden, the video game? You ever play that? Cardi, you ever play that? You been a Madden fan?
No, thanks.
You're not missing out on much. It's
pinball, man.
See, there you go. Yeah, keeps it real.
Pinball.
What's that game at the bar with the golf golden tee?
You
seem like a golden tee guy.
No. Pinball.
You know who's a golden tee guy?
Who that?
Mr. Martini back there.
Hey! Shout out off camera.
He does that shit.
Yeah, you been on? Well, what are you going to do? Maybe you'd be able to see it better if you had a giant screen like these folks out in Las Vegas. EA Sports, creators of Madden, just broke a world record by projecting a video game on the world's largest screen, which was the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas. How about that?
Wow.
I bet you'd like to see a tiny video with no real features in it.
Tonight, EA Sports and the NFL had 47,337 square feet. It's a new Guinness World Record title. Congratulations.
Does that get you guys charged up or what? I'm about to run through that wall over there.
This is sad. That's how bored we are now.
Yeah, they had recently projected a video game on that building. But then someone else beat the record, so they built a structure on the top of it, so it was slightly larger. Pretty fucking cool, right? Yeah. Yeah, they love it. It's hold on, we're like halfway through. We're getting there. It's going to be over soon. But yeah, they projected this thing. It was over 47,000 square feet, so it was over 1 acre in space. They're up there playing Madden on the building.
waste of time.
Waste of time. All
waste
right.
Of fucking time.
You heard it, folks. He doesn't like it. How you feel? All right. He doesn't like it. That's two. What do you think?
What if somebody's like accidentally connects to the wrong Apple TV and then their porn just starts playing on this big old thing?
That's gotta be a record. Though.
Thinking about the technicalities.
Get a Guinness Book of Records. You know.
I guess.
Which is wow. How exciting is that?
He doesn't like it at all. Listen, man, I was running out of time. I was like, games, kids like that.
I saw you putting this all together during the show last night.
I know, it's true. Yeah. I was in the back of a comedy club, just like, man, I hope 21-year-olds are impressed by this. And the answer doesn't seem like a yes, but it's fine.
No, I'm sure. I'm going to go back to this. I'm sorry. Yep. Look, she's all excited getting a plaque. Take that plaque and shove it up your ass.
He doesn't like it.
Bend right over and shove that plaque up your ass. Let's get real dirty with this.
You know, the Guinness Book of Records used to be cool when there were people used to look up bar bets in the Guinness Book of Records.
They used to.
Who had the fucking largest Tetris display on a hotel one day? Nobody's in bars betting on that. They've ruined the Guinness Book of Records.
Just pissed Dennis off by that shit.
Yeah, well, you know what? Obviously, I've made a mistake.
You got Dennis real riled up.
My Adderall wore off, goddammit. Let's move on. Yeah.
People don't. Is it because it was a video game or just because they projected anything?
Everything. Everything about
nothing.
Sucks,
nothing
bro.
Else would be good on the building. No. Not reruns of The Office.
It's funny. They're playing this Tetris. Big old thing on there to get a world record while there's just like a homeless guy sleeping at the bottom of it. This is what we're putting.
Oh, here it comes.
You got a Zorro
for the homeless guy. Got that off the internet. So I don't. People like TikTok. What if we played TikTok?
I got my mustache, a Starbucks, a fart.
Get the fuck out of here.
You don't want that on a building.
I think she really farted.
No, she did. Yeah, she's a star. All right, fine. They don't like it.
That's hot.
All right, they don't like. They don't like. Things projected on the video on the wall. You know what? We get it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's fine. We'll just move on to something else. How about these caffeinated donuts they just announced? Is everyone psyched on these, huh? Everyone ready to get all cranked eating donuts? What are we? How are we feeling?
Got shit on Krispy Kreme, so fuck them.
Okay. You know what? I was hoping. I was kind of hoping people would go along for the ride with me on this year, but no, okay. It's fine. All right, fine.
Krispy Kreme till we die, bitch.
Your thoughts on donuts?
I'm a Dunkin' Donuts guy. All right.
Where's your allegiance?
Sugar wasn't the. I'm a Oxford Donuts man guy. Even though the guy's closed on Monday, and if there's any day of the week you need a damn donut, it's Monday, and that son of a bitch is closed.
I hate Mondays.
he's like Garfield.
That was what I was alluding to.
Yeah.
You want a boost from a donut? Jesus, just put more sugar on it or do a line of blow before you go in the store.
Well, that's what I was thinking about is why hasn't anybody thought about doing cocaine edibles? I think those would sell real well here.
Cocaine isn't. Never mind.
I have a new business venture.
he just goes to Costco and gets a thing of Jolly Ranchers and he's like, how do I figure this out?
Why snort it and get instant gratification when I could eat it?
Yeah, I can
get it when God knows when.
And also, I don't know. You ever seen how many people like just walk around with nosebleeds here? I would be solving an pandemic, whatever.
Endemic. Nosebleeds are endemic around here.
This is what he. Is, I don't really know what has learned over the last 2 years.
Enough, so. They just start calling COVID an endemic, and so I like to use that word now.
Yeah, well,
spell it.
And Emic.
They're screwing their coffee.
Listen, they're new jumbo donuts, which is ironic because they're jumbo mini donuts, which most people just refer to as donuts.
Did you say jumbo mini donuts?
Jumbo mini donuts, a.k.a. a donut.
A donut.
Listen, they're coming in chocolate mocha and caramel macchiato. They're three times the size of an original mini donut, which might be the size of a standard donut.
I'm so confused.
It's a jumbo mini donut. What's so hard to understand?
That's why I got a jumbo.
Looks like
mini
a jumbo.
Yeah.
I got a jumbo mini dick, bitch. What you gonna do with this? What you gonna do with this jumbo mini dick?
Yeah, wait. How do you. She's like, do you have a big dick? I mean, I'm like, it's big for a small dick.
That's what the hostess That's, brand
there
is
it
going
is,
with.
Man.
Yeah, it's great. And in addition to being jumbo mini donuts, they have 50 to 70 milligrams of caffeine, roughly the content of a cup of coffee. So it's great. Now you don't need to sit there like a fucking idiot with a donut in one hand and a coffee in the other.
Got it right there,
you can have just the donut in one hand and your handgun in the other, ready to blow your fucking brains out.
Just went very school shooter.
It's, you can't shoot up a school, man, if you're the only person. Yeah. Yeah. Buy donuts.
Yeah. But I think it would be
this fucking donut. This jumbo mini donut.
It's stupid. I can't handle this.
Take it. Confused. Is it big or small? Big or small? Don't fucking write the letter. I don't know. I'm confused. I hate everything.
It's just screaming. It's the third speedway this week. This is happening. We tried to warn the Hostess Corporation.
People just keep walking up to the cashier, man, so confused.
I am never going to Krispy Kreme, that's for sure. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's great, man.
That's so what it does to you, man.
It's great.
That's the dumbest shit ever.
They put caffeine in the donut. It's great.
That's not the dumb part. The dumb part is the jumbo mini.
That's also good. You need to be caffeinated if you want to think of good ideas like that. Come on!
No, the donut appeals to people. Well, I don't want a whole donut. I'll just have a donut.
See?
Yeah, but I want a jumbo donut.
Yeah, buddy, it's still
jumbo.
A
jumbo describes the flavor.
It's a
jumbo amount of caffeine in a donut.
Hold on, wait. It's a donut.
Well, yeah. That's what they're calling a mini.
It's a female donut. It's a donut. It's got a hole in it.
Oh yeah. How do you think about that?
Clever.
See, thank you.
That was quick.
It's like people aren't.
I'm old. I'm not dead, man. Yeah. Come on.
It's like people aren't getting it. You know.
You know where they need to put caffeine is in baby food.
That actually. It brings up
you
a good
have
question.
A fucking slide about that.
20 years, you guys will be laughing at that joke. That's all.
You get it. No, but I mean, don't jumbo donuts. They're only the most recent thing to gain caffeine. I mean, people have been doing all sorts of shit. I found out. Anyone here ever had perky jerky?
Yeah, I'm not eating that shit.
I didn't.
You're not. That just sounds like some crackhead shit.
I don't know. Yeah, they just dump
perky jerky.
I don't know why they put caffeine into beef. I don't know why that was necessary. They have these things called some seeds, which I don't know how they did that.
Don't mispronounce that.
It's S-U-M. I don't get it. But, yeah, and then you can get caffeinated gum. I mean, get it everywhere. What else do you want it in?
I knew a guy who he has heart palpitations now because of caffeine gum. It's sad.
What the fuck?
He would just like he would take a whole thing and just chew it at the beginning of the day because like he used to be a coke addict, and so he like replaced coke with caffeine, but he would needed so much caffeine to replace the coke, and now he has heart palpitations. He's probably gonna die.
Man,
does anyone else have any good anecdotes they'd like to bring up?
That guy is me, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hate it here.
We're getting
a refill.
Natty. We need empty
everyone,
cans.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone make sure that you grab a couple
Start
room
temperature. Fucking drinking.
Yeah, it's 2 p.m. on a Saturday,
do
folks.
We gotta sponsor this shit?
Thank you to the fine folks at Natural Light for supplying this alcohol to a person that was of age, wink, at a drive-through store, which is good.
They really got me.
Well, what are you going to do? Anyway, speaking of getting to, you've been known to drive around. You ever drive around with a damn skeleton wearing a hooded sweatshirt in your car?
Not with the sweatshirt on.
Not with the sweatshirt, just the bones?
Yep, just the bones.
Well, then I guess you're not going to be quite like this guy. Washington State Patrol, they recently pulled over a driver using the high occupancy vehicle or carpool lane. And when the trooper pulled him over, he realized, hey, that's not a passenger in your seat. That's a damn skeleton wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
What?
Yeah. How about that? Trooper took a photo and shared it, said, you can't do that.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah, so
have
you,
a nice day.
Yeah, so
what can't you do
have
about
you,
that?
Have you ever had an interaction like that, Harrison, with a police officer?
Yeah, you ever been driving around with a Halloween costume in your damn... And then the cop was like, let me make a cute little joke out of this here. Let me put a photo of this by my choice on the internet. Anything like that ever happened to...
I love my fellow police officers.
Oh, that's good. All right.
I'm going to lose my black card, goddamn it.
No, all right, everyone here
We're
is real nice.
That, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think happened when this guy was pulled over? Do you think he really committed to it? He just like looked over at the skeleton and he's like, oh my God! Dad! What happened?
He told me he was hungry, but I thought we could get to the next exit. Hell.
So did he think it was a real, like...
The guy was, I believe he intentionally dressed this thing up so that he could use the carpool lane. I think that was supposed to be, like, the whole premise.
Yeah, he's got him in the same shirt, you know, like they're two workers going to work. Yeah,
exactly. You know, that skeleton...
That's what carpooling is.
Yeah, that skeleton was out sealing driveways, hence all the crap all over his jacket. And then, you know, he's trying to just live through this incredibly intense experience of... breathing in the fumes of 9 different little tree filters.
That's what I was like. That seems like the real crime.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that skeleton has obviously inhaled probably millions of tons of secondhand smoke just hanging out in that car there.
What is the carpool lane? I don't know.
It's like... Other states have this. Like, they have a separate lane that's all the way on the left, and it's just a single lane, and if you have more than 2 people in your car, you're allowed to drive in it. It's not an Ohio thing, I don't think. We barely have regular lanes here.
I didn't want to sound stupid.
No, you didn't. I
just thought there was carpool parking. I didn't know that there was carpool, like...
Yeah. In larger cities, yeah. Most places, you know...
Learn something new today.
Most guys that do that,
you're
or
welcome.
Most drivers who do that, at least will spring for a mannequin. I mean, Jesus.
You would
you
think
know.
So. You could just boost that from
flesh
JC
that
Penny.
Thing out a little, you know, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's how people get started down a dark path, you know. First starts with a skeleton, and then you're like, what if it was a little more like a person? And then you're like, what if I put makeup on it every day? And then before you know it, you get all...
You're fucking it.
Yeah, you.
That is my wife. She's anorexic. God darn it!
You know, as somebody on the pre-law track, I'm wondering: is it?
Oh God!
Yeah.
It's not having a secondary person in a vehicle a primary offense to pull somebody over for police officer.
Wow, good point.
What?
That's a litigator coming up right there, dude. Man, if this guy lives through his mid-20s, he's gonna change a thing or two about this world.
That's the plan.
Did you just say it wasn't a reason to pull somebody over?
Yeah, like texting while driving, you can't just pull somebody. It's not a primary offense if a cop...
He's probably speeding.
Yeah. Probably.
Taillight's broken.
He's the type of person that was willing to put a pile of bones in his front seat, so I'm sure there's probably a lot going on in that guy's life. Based on the skeleton and the tree fresheners, I think we can gather there's probably something.
I have like 7
here's my
trees.
How big of an ass do you have to be at not to get anybody to want to ride to work with you? You know.
Did you think about that?
Do you want to ride to Go Bananas later together?
Nah, I gotta.
Not with you.
Yeah, I gotta. Well, I gotta drop my.
Be putting a bag of bones in my passenger seat.
Are there other applications where this would work out? You know, like you hop on a Greyhound bus and then you bring your bone friend with you and then pop him next to you so no one has to. You think about something like that?
The bus is the perfect application because then you don't have some weirdo sitting next to you talking about Jesus
all the way
to Jacksonville.
How many how many buses take highways besides the Greyhound?
I don't know. It's funny. I've taken
metro,
one.
Trailways, man. The Big Red. Huh?
The Metro.
I live in Oxford, Ohio.
Oh, no,
the nearest highway is 15 minutes, or farther than that.
There's this god-awful super bus. Megabus, there it is. Yeah. My daughter's taking that thing to Chicago with her friends when they were in college here. Yeah. The Megabus, it's like some double-decker, and it's like the dregs of society and college kids. Yeah.
Sounds like your kind of place, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
You'd get in on both accounts.
I would find a way.
You never took the Metro?
No.
Well, you're not from. He's not from Cincinnati originally.
I'm from Akron, Ohio originally.
Yeah. They got buses. Yeah. You too good for a bus,
yeah,
bitch.
But people. Oh, you know what? Let's get an answer. Are you too good for a fucking bus? What's going on over here?
Yeah. One time, my mom forgot to pick me up from school, and I didn't have a phone yet.
Yeah.
And so I just walked like 8 miles home because I don't know how buses work.
especially without a phone.
They have buses that go around town here, and I'm just too scared to get on one because I'm scared it's going to take me somewhere I don't know where where I'm at.
Pre-law.
Pre-law. Oh, I dropped pre-law my freshman year. That was a mistake. I'm creative writing.
He is creative.
Yeah.
That's nice here.
This is too much fun.
Well, then it's a good thing it's almost over. Okay. All right. How about this big-ass bear, huh?
Tank the Tank, back at it. The massive black bear with an appetite for human food is caught breaking into yet another
She's
home.
She's going to say human flesh.
The overnight bear burglary, one of dozens linked to this 500-pounder in recent weeks.
Yeah, he's been busy. He gets to live in the Joneses in South Lake Tahoe with conflicting opinions on how to ease this bear burden. Valina.
Hank the bear has been seen for months now throughout the Tahoe Keys neighborhood. The latest target right here on Catalina Drive at a residence down the road.
This is when you want the bear to come out and just chase her down the street. Like,
I'm tired of having to fear our lives.
Oh, God, it's a bear.
Because of what a bear may or may not do.
Oh, that motherfucker. This is when you want a skeleton just to throw it out in the scene.
What the fuck is that bear eating?
Tahoe Keys home Friday morning.
Everybody's food.
Caffeinated donuts. Yeah, there you go.
He could use the bear eating his food. Huh? John
Barrett and Philip. That guy looks like he's eating a bear.
In the neighborhood and are teaching their kids bear safety after years of seeing them in the and backyard.
It's really scary because we used to be able to go on like walks and bike rides by ourselves, but it's become like a bigger problem. So now we bring the bear horn.
Now we got a bear horn. Oh yeah.
The fuck is a bear horn? That's the whitest shit ever.
Neighbors say this is.
I got a bear horn.
He's broken into the safe.
It's an air horn.
The police had to scare him away.
Went to the front door.
It's an air horn with a bee in front of it.
Nicknamed Hank the Tank.
I think the whitest shit ever would have been giving them 22s to carry with them.
38 homes already damaged in the area.
These are neighborhoods, and there's a lot of people around, traffic, cars, so we have to do this in a way that's safe for both the public and the bear itself.
I've been in town 40 years.
That's so dumbass.
I've been in town 40 years. I've never done that. The more we don't feed them, the more that this isn't going to be the case.
A bear burden, residents hope. And soon.
I don't know who should be acting, but somebody needs to act. This has been going on for a very long time, and eventually something very, very bad is going
to
happen.
We need to make it illegal for this bear to come into our houses.
I'm not going to lie. I fuck with this town, because they ain't shot the bear yet. They cool. Black bears matter in that city right there. Yeah. Let that motherfucker would have been here.
Man.
They shot Harambe ass. They would have fucked that bear up here. That bear has a chance. That motherfucker eating good. I like that city. Yeah. What country is that state?
That was Northern California in Tahoe.
Shit.
Yeah, they're up there. They're having fun. So based on this video, would you rather have Hank the Tank, the bear, walk in, or Frank the Tank, Will Ferrell's character from Old School, walking this house right now?
Hank the Tank.
Let's bring him in, Hank the Bear. Come on.
Do you have both of them queued up?
That'd be so fucking cool. If I had a 500-pound bear just sitting in your room shitting all over everything. That'd be this would be the last episode. I'd be like, damn, I will never top that. But yeah, this bear is out there. He's racked up over 150 calls to the authorities, and now they're trying to figure out what to do. And they're not really sure if they should.
At this point, they should just allow the nigga just to be there. Like, just.
It's kind of like an eminent domain situation. Yeah. Like, he's pretty much.
He's a part of the family.
He was there first. It's a Harry and the Henderson situation, you know.
They're in his turf, you know.
See?
I would just embrace it at this point.
California's flag has what on it? A bear, not some lady that's complaining to a right. news camera. So,
you think the bear horn works?
I'm the little handheld thing against a 500-pound bear. I'm guessing this noise isn't going to help you too much.
No.
Never yeah. know.
But, yeah.
I feel like you should be able to outrun that fat-ass bear, though.
500?
That's what I would... Yeah, well, wait yeah. a minute. There are people that weigh that much.
Yeah, but...
Well, I could outrun a 500-pound person.
Yeah, but I'm saying
a 500-pound bear, no way in hell.
The bear probably wears it better.
I don't know.
He's
man.
Got four limbs to support yes. it.
He will run your butt down. He will climb a tree and eat you.
If I swear to God, if I saw a 500-pound bear climb a tree... Hold on, wait. How much do bears weigh anyway? What's a normal
See,
bear?
that's what cuz like cows weigh like 1100. So half a cow is 500.
Cow won't eat you. We can go knock them over. Come on. We'll go out and knock some over right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, so I'm saying 500 might not even be that big.
It just looks, the picture looks.
No, I'm saying for a bear.
that bear look, that's a fat ass bear.
That's huge.
That is a fat ass bear.
I think
Yeah, that motherfucker ain't climbing no tree. Exactly. That's
good point. No, we caught it. We weighed it. We gave him a health exam, and we said back in the house or something. Just kidding. No, they're thinking about murdering the bear, though. That's pretty exciting.
They say adult black bears can weigh up to 660 pounds.
So, I mean, this guy's pushing.
That bear ain't shit. It's just a picture. Yeah. Y'all made the bear look fat.
Well, folks. Grizzly bears are much larger in stature. I think this is just a hefty boy.
Diet.
He's just a big old boy.
Hold up. He's breaking into houses.
I ain't about to ask that question.
Well, you know.
Hold up, wait. Grizzly bear and a black bear.
Grizzly bear is much larger. They got bigger claws. They'll tear your face right off.
Black bears aren't aggressive. They just like eat berries and people's food in their houses.
I guess I should probably know that fact.
Well, I bear country here. I mean, you know, they're around.
I fucked around with a few bears. I'll tell you that right now.
You ain't talking about a
couple
about
of 500-pound
no,
ones.
You ain't talking about no wildlife. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about chunky, hairy gay men. That's what.
Oh, see, that's what he was alluding to.
It was
to
an there. Innuendo.
Oh, I got the bear reference. Yeah, I just didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, you dig your own grave.
Yep.
Ha! Anyway. Any other bear things we want to do? I was going to ask if you guys wanted to go kill the bear together, but I feel like that might bring the mood down. So maybe we'll just keep this bear alive as long
I'll
as we
can. I'll let y'all have that shit. That's
think fine. About that. That sounds fine. Everybody else feeling good so far?
Yeah.
Guys, I can see
everybody enjoying the show we brought out here. Beautiful.
I can see you fighting a bear.
I'm ready for it.
I believe. I'm pay for that.
I will also pay to fight a bear. If anyone has any email addresses I can hit up to make that happen. Just throwing that out into the world.
For a long time, they used to have as part of these like lumberjack shows or fish and game shows, they'd bring to convention wrestling bears, and people would get in a ring and wrestle bears.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
And
I believe it.
Yeah. This is Madison, Wisconsin. I can't remember who I was working with, and we all figured out that the bear would take the guy go in and fight the bear. The bear take two steps to his left, knock the guy down, and that would be the end. The bear falls on top of the guy.
Okay.
Boom, it's over. Yep. You know, and so we're all we start screaming, the bear can only go to his left. The bear can only go to his left. Well, all of a sudden, this one big guy, apparently he hears this. He gets under the bear, gets a little leverage. He's trying to move the bear to his right. And the bear's like kind of like trying to go the other way. And it's going like this titanic struggle. And all of a sudden, you hear this real loud. This guy's leg just goes.
Jesus
Christ. Boom, down in the ice. The bear went to the right, and so did he, man. Just down, just in a big, giant snap.
What prevents the bear just from eating the guy?
He's got a muzzle on.
Yeah, he's fine. He's got a muzzle. Three dudes have got guns on him. They're ready to...
Oh, he's on a chain. I mean, he's declawed. He's just a big old...
It's totally unfair to the bear. This was, what was this, back in like at least 96 or something?
Early 90s, yeah.
Yeah, things were different back then.
They would just take the fingers off of bears and just...
Claws.
Just the claws. Just the things they use to kill people. It's fine.
Yeah, there also used to be dwarf tossing back then, too. Come on.
I've been to midget wrestling before.
Not midget wrestling. You're talking about...
No,
throwing them.
Oh,
like in a Kroger.
Oh, that appeals to you,
I want to throw little people.
You're gonna get expelled from this college town.
I'm seeing that.
That's awesome.
Hulk Hogan still promotes an event, or immediately up to the pandemic was doing that.
It's still going on in Florida. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I was there at that time, so yes.
Did they have Velcro and they try to like hit him on a dartboard?
No, they dress up, and then we also had at the same venue that did. Little person wrestling, there was also Mini Kiss, which is four like 3 foot tall dudes in full Kiss makeup just doing a full Kiss set. And that's the world used to be sick. I don't know if they're still around.
I wish I lived back then.
I was end of 2019, so it's called Florida. You can go there right now.
He's from Florida.
Oh yeah, yeah, been down there. Well, folks, first of all, thank you for joining us on this lovely first ever road show of Cool Showman, which I think is the first time I'm telling you is the name of the show. Okay, and you can see it on the sign there. This is pretty much what we do here. We go through, we talk about the important events of the day, and then we try to do something a little special to wrap up each episode. You know, make it nice here, make it memorable. And since you've been so kind to us here, and since we are in a college town, I was really racking my brain. I was like, what can we do that is themed towards college based on all of the great college cinema I've seen in my life? You know, we got Animal House, we got Neighbors 1 and 2, The House Bunny, etc. What are any other favorite college movies, anyone?
I like Legally Blonde.
Also a great college movie. Yeah, Elle
Woods. I would say my favorite movie is probably Drumline.
Wow, that is actually a good point. Probably the greatest ever college film of all time here. And I was thinking, how do we celebrate the end of this episode? I know. Yeah, I was like, what can we do to pay homage to both us being here and the film Drumline? So I thought it would only be appropriate if we wrap up today's episode with an extreme drum off. How does that sound to everyone here? Does that sound good?
Seems like everybody fucking loves it.
Now, Carter, why don't you go ahead and guess out loud, or actually Harrison and Dennis, can you please just guess out loud what you think an extreme drum off is while we get set up here for a moment?
Well, I imagine that since there's two drums over there, you two are going to actually play the drums and whack them repeatedly. Yeah. It's similar to, but not the same as a beat off.
Yeah, I was going to the beat off.
You know, I wanted to be a drummer in a high school band, but I couldn't because I was a beat off.
That would do it. What the fuck is going on?
Just keep speculating here. We're gonna get set up for a moment here. It's gonna be pretty fun, pretty cool, nice little time.
So anyway,
here,
I'd like to take this moment to promote my show tonight. It's private by invitation only, so none of you guys bother coming. And by the time this airs on the internet, it will have happened a month ago. So glad to promote that. Steve, I got a plug in there for the gig like you wanted me to. That's an extra $50 tonight. Super.
I appreciate y'all having me out here in this fine establishment. This is beautiful, you know?
You're welcome.
What is going on?
It's their time. They can't.
I feel like this is like some Get Out shit.
They're white guys. They can't.
I'm being like hypnotized right now. If I start tripping, people have my location. All right?
No, they can't keep time.
What the fuck?
Folks, it's pretty simple. What we have here is an extreme drum off. So Carter and I are going to be keeping time on these drums. And we are going to be making direct eye contact while we have our drum off. And everyone in the crowd is welcome to do everything that they feel that is reasonable and necessary to try to get us off beat or distract us.
I feel like y'all ain't got no rhythm anyway, so it's... Yep.
Yeah, do not even think about picking up those 25-pound weights, or I swear to God. It's an extreme drum off. Essentially, we're going to be... keeping time with each other. Whoever loses time gets a strike. First person to three strikes is out, or until we feel that we can't do this anymore here. Does that sound pretty good to everyone here?
This is about to be the most offbeat drum off ever.
It's pretty simple. Yeah. We're just going to get started here. And Dennis, when I yell for you, just crank that little wheel and we're going to dial it up to do the intensity. But we're going to get started here. Ready? Okay. Eye contact. Start the obstacles.
Oh, shit.
Dennis, crank us up, baby. Ah, that's one for me. Stay on it. Oh, God. He's cranking it up.
I can't even.
Crank it up, man. This is the drop off. This is for Nick Cannon. Ready? Folks, that has been the Extreme Drum Off. This has been Cool Show, man. Thank you very much for letting us invade your home.
Oh, thank you very much.
I think that's going to be the end of the show. Thank you to all of our guests, Dennis Piper, Harrison Butler, Connor Doherty, for hosting us. We have to leave. Thank you.
Thank you, white friends.
Thanks, everybody. That was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it.